1, 2, 3. Today
I'm rocking the suburbs.
Jim and Patrick, faithful interns of Patrick's one true friend, Shadow. Stephen Routledge here, calling in from Forth Valley Royal Hospital with my new music picks for April. That I'm even making this submission is something of a miracle, and unsurprisingly that feeds into my picks. I had plenty of time on my hands in the last 4 weeks in hospital to listen to music. I come up with new songs from Josh Rouse, The Boys with the Perpetual Nervousness, and Joy of Joys, Wilco finally remembering how to play country music. I was spoilt for choice. But in the end, I've gone with one very familiar artist and a new discovery, both of which tell some of the tale of my recent past. First up is Nobody's Fault by Bristol-based Dan Weltman, with his Nick Drake-influenced folk country. Back on episode 790, I picked out The Pit by Panopticon, a song which, despite being released in January 2020, reigned supreme as my favourite song of that year. I described it as if Panopticon main man Austin Lund had looked into my soul and written down what he saw there. I had a similar experience with Nobody's Fault. Whilst it doesn't exactly mirror my experiences, it gets pretty close. His fragile vocal perfectly fits the song, sounding as it does like it's been removed surgically from within him, and it's constantly teetering on the brink of falling off of life support. So this is getting a bit dark and heavy, though at least take comfort in the fact that it features a trumpet solo.
I'm wounded, I'm weary, my heart isn't cheery, I'm thinking of leaving today. I've woken up teary with nobody near me. He said that he just could not stay. But why would you tell the truth? Might overwhelm when it's happened so many times now. And it's nobody's fault. He said nobody's fault. It's nobody's fault but mine. Well, if it's nobody's fault, it's nobody's fault. And honey, I don't mind, just dying. Don't mind dying.
Moving on to my second pick, and while still deep in the arms of melancholy, it at least offers a dimly lit path out of the darkness. The ultimate comfort food to me is I Left a Light On by my favourite band, Teenage Fan Club. Written during the Endless Arcade sessions, but recorded after completion of that album, it's a beautifully melodied Norman Blake composition that deals in sorrow but offers hope. I want to dedicate this song to my wife Isla for all that I've put her through in the past month, and take the song's title as a promise of better days ahead. Sorry for the somewhat downbeat nature of this month's message, and due to me still being in hospital at the time of recording, apologies for the sound quality and the lack of rebirth that I'd normally apply. Anyway, until next month, be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
A satellite was falling. Greetings, RTS land. It's me, Brad, chiming in with an April new music pick. So on the 25th of April, my socials were kind of blowing up about this band called Another Michael that had just released a single called Water Pressure. And I checked it out and really dug it. It's, I don't know, like it's super pure indie pop folk. I'm bad with genres, but essentially like real DIY kind of, I don't know, it's a good feel. I dug it. It also sounds a little bit, I don't know, I get a like little Pine Grove vibe going on, which is a band I dig. Definitely get a Fleetwood Mac vibe as well. I don't know. It's good. I think you're going to enjoy. As a side note, you know, I don't know, like most of the time when I wouldn't say most of the time, but oftentimes when you discover a new band or whatever, there's this deep urge to sort of explore the entire catalog. I don't really have that with this. It's like this song itself will suit me just fine, and I probably won't even visit the rest of their catalog. It's just the gut feeling I have about it. This one song just kind of, you know, it struck a chord and I thought I'd share. All right. Take care, y'all.
Jim Patrick, interns and community. It's Charlie calling from Toledo, here to regale you with my new music selection for April. I gotta thank Spotify for spitting out some great earworms this month, along with some killer releases by Fontaines DC and Mr. Jack White. There was a lot to choose from in April. However, the song I kept coming back to over and over again was an artist that I had no previous knowledge of as well. The artist is Rolling Blackouts Coastal Fever, and the song is Tidal River. It's got a jangly driving riff that immediately caught my attention. The echoey guitars give it a big space that for some reason made me immediately think of Echo and the Bunnymen or The Cure. These guys are a five-piece out of Melbourne, and with a few albums already under their belt, they seem to have a decent-sized following. From what I've read and listened to so far, their most recent EP and upcoming album is an ambitious and stylistic change to their previous stuff. With that said, everything I've listened to so far, I've really enjoyed. So I'm looking forward to the album's release due May 6th. That album's going to be entitled Endless Rooms. As always, just want to say I appreciate everyone in this community. Keep rocking the suburbs. Bye.
The soil is thin, the breeze blows off the bay. Hi, Jim Patrick, intern suburbs community. This is Roger Grace from Montrose in Scotland with my new music pick for April. Just one song this month, and a bit of change of pace from what you've had from me already. My selection is Afterlife by Five Finger Death Punch. It's a group that I've been following for quite a few years now, and I had the good fortune to see them live in Leeds several years ago. They're a group that are loud and heavy, but when you see them in concert, it's not a wall of sound. In fact, it's probably the clearest sound I've ever heard at a concert. Anyway, the new song's Afterlife. Hopefully there's an album to follow. They're touring in North America and doing the festivals in Europe, and I'm hoping that they might put some extra UK dates in. Enjoy the song, and as everyone says, keep listening every day.
Kevin Porter from just outside of Baltimore calling with my new music picks for April. The album I listen to most is the self-titled release from Golden Apples, a band out of Philadelphia. It's a mix of lo-fi, shoegaze, jangle pop that's right in my wheelhouse. The song I suggest playing is the first single off the record called High School. My song of the month is from a British band known as Hives, B-I-S, out of London. Apparently formed from several hardcore bands, but this particular song called Talk for Hours is not really a hardcore song. It's another shoegazy song. The singer kind of sounds like Johnny Rotten from Public Image days. Thanks very much. Have a great month. Have a great spring. Talk to you soon.
Hi, Jim, Patrick, the interns, and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin with my April new music picks. My first pick is Choose Your Poison by Dunes. Dunes are from Wellington, New Zealand, and they've released a couple of EPs since 2020. I really like the urgency and the structure of this song. It just grabbed me straight away. I get a 90s alternative feel to the song. Like, I'm not talking about grunge, but like 90s alternative music. Double down on false hope, no savior today. I'm running out of poison, but it's all I can taste. Holding out for Judas, what will she confess? The queen to two parties in the same address.
Down to the church, daddy's married to the whiskey, and you know that she's still driving. I can see the shame you wash away with Chardonnay made on stolen.
To quote Monty Python, and now for something completely different. My second pick is Far From Your God by Brazilian band The Troops of Doom. I was really on the fence about picking a song from this band's latest album, Antichrist Reborn, but I've been spinning this like crazy since it was released in April. The Troops of Doom are primarily a project of former Sepultura guitarist Jairo Guedes. He was a member of Sepultura up until early 1987. I'll be honest, Sepultura are my band, and the Troops of Doom are harkening back to that band's early 80s death metal, thrash metal sound. But it's not a rip-off, the material is really strong. They've released two really great EPs, The Rise of Heresy and The Absence of Light, in 2020 and 2021. And this album continues their stellar form. So for those who are into this type of music, I hope you find something to enjoy here. And for those who don't, I promise it'll be over soon. Anyway, that's all from me. I hope everyone is doing well, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
Hi Jim and Patrick, hello interns and fellow listeners, this is Niklas calling in from Sweden, this time about April new music. I was gonna go with a band called Cheap Star that I discovered because they have so many excellent, what do you call them, guests on the album. Yeah, and it's the French guy called Rémi Vassier. It's his project and his band. But the other ones caught my eye. John Auer of the Posies, Brian Young, also from the Posies, and Fountains of Wayne, Gary Loris from the Jayhawks. And another one you might recognize is Mitch Easter. But this is from February, so I'll leave it up to you guys if you want to play the Flower Girl song from it or not. The more obvious choice is Helicopters and their new album that came out on 1st of April. So that actually qualifies. Eyes of Oblivion. 10 songs, just straight rock and roll. And it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. My favorite is Reaper Hurricane. That was the first single. So a new song for me is A Plow and a Doctor. That might be the one to play. So that's it for me this time. Everyone, just... stay safe and hope to see you soon. Cheers. Bye bye.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, Suburbs Pod audience, and interns, it's Herb with my new music picks for April, which is the latest release from the band Fontaines D.C., Skintifia. Totally agree with Jim that as you get older, you need to listen to things that challenge you a little bit, and at first listen, this was a bit of a challenge, especially the opening track, which I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce. It's sounds like something you'd hear in a rock, you know, a punk rock club in a monastery. But it's quite a beautiful track. Upon repeated listenings, I was impressed by the band's maturity and in their playing. Their guitars kind of taking a back seat a little bit to the rhythm section. The drummer Tom Call has kind of become my favorite drummer. I have a kind of affinity for drummers, and it's a little more bass forward than usual, and the guitar is a little more as kind of atmospheric, and that kind of stands out a little bit on their on the title tracks, Skintifia. And all in all, the more I listen to it, the more I really, really like this whole album. It's probably going to be one of my in the running for top picks of the year. And on a personal note, I'd just like to thank Patrick for the kind words. It was really my pleasure meeting the both of you last year. I kind of had Patrick trapped at the merch table, so he listened to my ramblings while Jim was able to escape, you know, doing his master of ceremonies things. But I'm hoping to see you guys again this fall. Take care.
Hey, Jim and Patrick and Suburbs Pod community. This is Vasanth calling in from the suburbs of Chicago with a couple April new music picks. I haven't really been excited about a whole lot this year so far. Maybe that's on me, I don't know, but finally got a couple records that I really, really like, want to talk about for April. The first is the third record by Fontaines D.C., just third excellent record in a row, called Skintifia. And seems like they've kind of slowed down the pace a bit, a little bit more atmospheric. I'm noticing more kind of use of their background vocals by other band members, kind of, I guess, more synths and kind of slower tempos, less punk aggression, but still just a really excellent album. I guess I'd go with the final track, Nabokov, as the best one, but they're really just all excellent. And then the other record I want to talk about is Kurt Vile, Watch My Moves. This is a kind of a longish record, double record. It's like 15 plus songs, but I'd say this is my favorite of the year. There's really nothing, you know, extraordinary, like inventive or anything going on here. It's just kind of mellow, you know, guitar rock with some synths in there too. But every song is just so catchy, and it just feels like a really great record for the season right now, just relaxing and stuff, wherever you are. His you know, turn of phrase, the lyrical references he makes, like the first song he references Neil Young, and then one of the songs is called Palace of Okavian Reverse, which I believe is a Fall reference to Palace of Swords Reversed. And the last song, which I want to pick, is called Stuffed Leopard. He talks about, you know, his kid's stuffed animal leopard thing. So just the whole album, like, you barely notice that it's, you know, 50, 60 minutes plus. Just the whole set of really catchy, memorable songs. It's great. So check that out. Kurt Vile, Watch My Moves. And that's all I got for April. Take care. Bye-bye.
Stuffed leopard on a windowsill. It's just a toy, just a toy. I'm playing Candy's Run. She knows I wanna be Candy's boy. I've been driving all day and night inside my mind, and inside I'm a stay for a while. Yeah. For a while. Why?
Rockin' the Suburbs community. Hey, interns. Hey, Jim and Patrick. This is Harris in South Carolina. I am calling about new music in April. And I am calling about the duo of Plastic Man and Chili Gonzalez. Plastic Man is with a K. It's all one word. And they just put out an album on April 1st, actually, called Consumed in Key. It's an electronic music album, and it's a reimagining of Plastic Man's 1998 album called Consumed. Plastic Man is Richie Houghton. He's from Canada. He got his start in the early 90s doing techno in Detroit as part of the second wave, and Chili Gonzalez is just, he's definitely an electronic musician, but he's been all over the place as far as classical music and jazz. He's sort of a genius along those lines. Anyway, the song from the album is called Locomotion in Key. It's on Bandcamp, and it's definitely a song I'm going to be playing on my show, Electro Kultur, on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio. Silos released a single called My Favorite Animal. It's a great song. I listened to the premiere on Facebook when it came out. I then started messaging Keith Jacobson about playing it on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio, New Music Friday, which he did. It's a really good song. It's got that Silos sound, that Walter Salas Humara sound. And apparently the Silos are putting out an album this year. There's no date, but I'm super excited. I hope also to see them. They're touring right now as a band, not just Walter solo. And I'm pretty sure community member Carl Anfinson is going to see them May 4th at Hey Nani in Arlington Heights, I think, there in Chicagoland. There's no dates down here in the South yet, but I will be looking for them. Carl, of course, also has a radio show on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio, so excited that the Silos have been a part of that, and I'm excited the Silos are putting out a new album. Anyway, check out My Favorite Animal. I just listened to it again on the streaming, so I look forward to the album. Keep rocking the suburbs. Keep listening to Rockin' the Suburbs Radio. Thanks, guys.
You are the loss before the winning. the Tookie Tookie Bird say, have you heard? Have you heard the word from the Tookie Tookie Bird about the Falcon's Nest? About the Falcon's Nest? He say it's the best. Down at the Falcon's Nest. Say it's the best. You can get your tiki or wet your dookie at the Falcon's Nest. You can spread your wings while the Tookie Tookie sings at the Falcon's Nest. At the Falcon's Nest. Say it's the best. Down at the Falcon's Nest. Say it's the best. You can check a tail feather if it makes you feel better. Go fly around and come back down like a bird of prey. It'll make your day at the Falcon's Nest. At the Falcon's Nest. Say it's the best. Down at the Falcon's Nest.
Hello, Jim.
Hello, Patrick. This is Walt Falconer calling from the Falcon's Nest. It's been a while since you had a missive from the Falcon's Nest. The flock is just getting back into the nest. It seems that they were all attending Cicada Palooza out in your area last year. Apparently, this little infestation of cicadas is a big deal in the bird community. Kind of like it's the way they described it to me. It's kind of a cross between Burning Man, the smorgasbord at Caesars in Vegas, and a weekend at Hugh Hefner's Grotto, all rolled into one. Apparently, it's a big deal for these guys. So, anyway, they're back. Some of them didn't make it, but most of them are back. Bernie Sparrow's back. Jeremy Wren's here. Pierre Peacock took a while because, you know, those short legs took him a while to walk all the way here. But they're back. Jimmy the Finch didn't make it. He tried to go, but he just circled the Falcon's Nest for 2 days before we got a rope and brought him down, because with only one wing, he was just flying in a circle. So kind of a bummer for him. But everybody's mostly back, and we're ready for our picks, which is by Karen Elson. You may know Karen Elson as Jack White's ex-wife and also a supermodel. So, we're pro supermodels in the Falcon's Nest. But the song that we want to highlight for this month, it's a song called My Sparrow. And the song is from her new album called Green. And it's we really like it. It's a kind of a torch song, kind of a combination of Dusty Springfield and Julie London. It's got that sultry sound to it, as does the whole album. So it's a relaxing song. And, of course, Bernie's a big fan of the song. So, again, the song is Karen Elson, My Sparrow. Well, it's good to be back. Want to give a shout-out to the interns. Want to give a shout-out to Tiki Greg. Shout-out to my new BFF, Mike Wagner. Shout-out to Echo Park Jimmy and all the rest of the folks there in the at Rockin' the Suburbs. And just to let you know, we've been gone for a while, we still been listening every day, and keep rocking the suburbs. Talk to you soon. Ciao.
Oh, it's in the things you say. I'm flying for you like an arrow. It's all right if you care to play. Just lay your head upon my pillow. Never go away, my sparrow. Never go away, my butterfly. Spring is here to stay, my love, and so am I.
What's up, Jim and Patrick? It's Mackenzie Crenshaw here with some new music picks for the month of April. We're only 18 days into it, but here I am, already obsessed with some music. So I assume that this summer will be wild. I may already have my summer album, but we'll get to that here in a moment. I'll start with me being on brand, and that is with Coal Mine Records' new single, one of their new singles, Love You Better by Monophonics. If you know Monophonics, they have a very 70s-esque soul sound, or at least that's what they've been doing recently. Those very lush arrangements, horns, just out there letting you know they're there. In this album, or this single rather, is no different. Kelly Finnegan's voice is so good. Could listen to him sing anything. I would be very invested. And it's so catchy. I find myself singing this song all the time. It's my new favorite walking to class song. So I can look like a crazy person singing it to myself down the street. It's just, it's a good time for me. I don't know about other people, but for me, it's a good time. 10 out of 10, no complaints. Can't wait to have the full album.
Remember when you wonder what was true? That's your instinct for conflict. Got you looking like a fool.
Well, I gave you all I had, and all the good and bad, but you just couldn't see what a good man means.
I couldn't even love you better, 'cause what we had together in this forever. Listen, baby,
new album I'm very into is Orville Peck's Bronco. I always like to say I don't like country music, which is a lie, but you know, people joke about it. They joke about liking country music or country adjacent music rather. This, like, I have listened to it every day since it came out. There's so many just solid songs on here. Cry Baby Cry, Kalahari Down, Daytona Sands, Out of Time, Lafayette. Like the first six song run on this album, I could just listen to that. That could have been the EP. I would have been happy for 3 years. But me and my friends love it. If you want to be hip with the kids, listen to Orville. He's our favorite gay cowboy. Nothing but respect. I also think his voice sounds a lot stronger since his first album, Pony, which came out in 2019. He keeps the same aesthetic, you know, the West, being a sad, lonely cowboy. All of that's on brand still. It just sounds more mature. It sounds like he's matured a little bit, like personally, but also lyrically. His vocals have, and his music has as well. But I do think this might be my summer album. Like, if my listening patterns have been consistent for the past week, there will be a lot of yeehaw happening this summer for Mackenzie. That's all I got. I'm graduating soon. So once I graduate, y'all can expect to just hear from me all of the time. Hope you all stay safe, stay healthy. See you next time.
Hello, RTS friends. This is Enrique with my picks for the month of May. I was going to choose the magnificent album Bronco by Orville Peck, but I think it must have been already selected by other listeners. If no other listener has picked this one, please play track 2, The Curse of the Blackened Eye.
I've been hiding now, running from the curse of the blackened eye. I can feel it coming every time. I sat around last year, wished so many times that I would die. Lived empty door, and now I can see the night. It's true, true, it follows me around. Nothing to lose, wouldn't miss it anyhow.
The other album that moved me in April was Low Melodies About Chaos by Demonauta, a band from Santiago, Chile. Listen to track 8, Nobody Cares, to get an idea of what the album is about and why I like it. Finally, the local band Las Abejas, also known as the Bee's Knees, gave us the track Una y Otra Vez, time and time again. When it starts, it sounds a bit like something the church could have recorded. But as it progresses, we get a more aggressive sound, and it's that magical combination of sounds what makes me choose them as one of the top 5 bands from Puerto Rico. Their 2021 album, Voz Callada, Quiet Voice, is highly recommended. Okay, time for me to be quiet. Keep rocking the suburb.
Rocking the Suburbs, this is Jay Ignacio, calling from the suburbs of Louisville, Kentucky. This might be a long one. Toro y Moi's new album, Mahal, just came out in late April. Chaz Bear Bundick, aka Toro y Moi, was first known as a chill wave artist in the 2010s. Some of you might know chill wave was a short-lived term used to describe artists like Washed Out and Neon Indian. Genre was based on 80 cent sounds with vague, trippy illusions. Chaz quickly broke away from those confines and expanded his musical horizons with subsequent releases. Todo y Moi has been known to go back and forth from electronic hip-hop beats to more indie funk and soul instrumentation. Now on his 7th album, his project leans more into the latter, with a psychedelic vibe. There's definitely a DIY indie aspect to it, but with deft jazz undertones. Think when Ariel Pink was still cool, but now backed by Thundercat. This is also Chaz's pandemic album, and nothing speaks to how isolation can make visits from anyone, like the mailman, even more meaningful. His song, The Postman, is a short and funky illustration of the small interactions we have with humanity, which we're lacking in the past years. On a personal note, this album hit me on so many levels. First of all, Chaz is a Filipino-American like me, and I like to shout out my Filipinos when they make great work. Second, the album really embraces the Filipino roots. The cover shows a jeepney in front of the Golden Gate Bridge. The jeepney is a signature mode of mass transportation in the Philippines, and seeing that image is beyond cool in my book. Third, mahal is the Filipino Tagalog word for expensive. But it also has another meaning, as a term of endearment, like my precious or my love. The phrase mahal kita in fact means I love you. So to everyone that needs to hear this, thank you. And mahal kita.
Good morning, Jim, Patrick, interns, and fellow Rock in the Suburbs listeners. This is Sonny Varney from Franklin Park, Illinois, and these are my picks for April new music. First up is the band Pigeons Playing Ping Pong. They are from Baltimore, Maryland. They formed in 2009 while the members of the band were attending the University of Maryland. Their latest album is called Perspective. They are a jam band that incorporates funk and psychedelia into their sound, and I would like for you to check out the song Move Like That.
Let's bring this dream to life. move like that. Never knew you could 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 move like that.
We team up with the fire, the spark inside our eyes. It spreads like we are wild.
My second pick is the band Third Secret. They are a super group that consists of members from Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Nirvana. You have Matt Cameron, Kim Thayil, and Chris Novoselic. And they have three other members from various bands that they played with in Seattle. I would describe the sound as it does have a lot of grunge, and it incorporates elements of folk into this. It's a very interesting sound. And I would like for you to check out the song, I Choose Me. In closing, I would just like to say, Jim Patrick, interns, thanks for everything you do. Let's keep rocking the suburbs and listen to Suburbs Pod Radio. Goodbye for now.
Jim, Pat, interns, community, Jason Goebel from New York City. Hope all are doing well and proud to be probably Scott Eisen's opener again. Here are two picks for the month of April. My first pick is Spiritualized. Everything Was Beautiful. If you haven't listened to this one yet, my suggestion is to do it the way I did. Wake up first thing in the morning, put this on, and your day will get off to a great start. Album is only 7 tracks, but all 7 are great. I'll recommend Always Together With You, which harkens back to Ladies and Gentlemen, We're Floating in Space.
If you want a radio, I would be a radio for you. If you want an airplane, I would be an airplane for you. If you got a lonely heart, I would be a lonely heart for you. If you want a rocket ship, I would be a rocket ship for you. Galaxies, I would walk the galaxies with you. If you'll be my lonely girl, I would be a lonely boy for you. If you want a shooting star, I would be a shooting star for you. Another world, I would be another world for you. If you want a universe,
The second pick is from a legend and from someone who may have produced one of her best albums ever. Talking about Bonnie Raitt, who released Just Like That. Just a great collection of funky blues songs. Highlights include Living for the Ones, which I think is the latest single, Made Up Mine, which was the first single, and Love So Strong. But the whole album just is a great collection and highly recommended for y'all. That's it. Hope all are doing well again. And as I assume will be the case if you play this, I wish everybody a happy Friday. And if for some reason this gets played other than a Friday, well, I assume it is Friday somewhere. Thanks again, and speak to you all later.
Good morning, Jim, Patrick, interns, the faithful dog, Shadow, and Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Scott from the suburbs of Kansas City with my April new music. I'm going to just stay in L.A. with my new music for the month. I'm going to start with the band The Regrets. They are a punk band that slowly looks like they're moving in the new wave direction with the third album, Further Joy. With their album, they sort of push the hooks to the front, more sense and harmony. Still, among the smiles and the sunny disposition, you can still see the angst, and there's plenty of profanity. It's still got a lot of the points and pricks that the old album has, but it's much smoother. I still love The Regrets, and they're moving in an interesting direction. I'm curious to see where they're going. I've loved them from the beginning. I don't know where I first heard them, but after I first heard them, I bought their very first EP in 2016. Okay, the second one is, this is a relatively new band. They first sort of popped on the scene in 2018 when their band members were ages 7 to 13, four women. They're at Linda Linda's out of L.A., and they just released their first album called Growing Up. They did a local show in front of the L.A. County Library and that was recorded, and this went completely viral, where they did the song Racist Sexist Boy, and this video went everywhere. And this video was enough to get them signed. And their first album was just released this year. They are now seasoned veterans of 11 to 17. The first single they released off the author first album, which I said again is 2022, is April 8th, is a song called Oh. They also put the song they sung last year in front of the library, Racist Sexist Boy, which is my favorite track off the album. My second choice would be Oh. This is going to be a fun band to watch to see where they go. And again, thanks. Listen to Rockin' the Suburbs every day. Listen to the radio station every day, every hour, everywhere, because you can. It's there. Thank you very much. Again, this is Scott Isom. Again, thank you.
That was different.